From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. There are lots of audiences that would not hesitate to cheer an appearance by Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani, but all bets are off when the audience is the National Rifle Association. As mayor of New York City, Giuliani was harshly critical of gun rights and the NRA itself. But there he was today in front of the NRA convention in Washington, D.C. And as NPR's Allison Keyes reports, the top Republican in the polls got a pretty good reception.
A relieved-looking Rudy Giuliani didn't have much to say after his appearance before 400 of the NRA's most active members, but he was smiling.
How do you think you did today, Mayor?
I think we did well. Thank you.
He hit all the right notes for this audience, which interrupted him at least a dozen times with applause. Giuliani spoke often of his support and interpretation of the Second Amendment to the Constitution guaranteeing the right to bear arms, saying that a person's home is his castle.
After all, the Second Amendment is a freedom that is every bit as important as the other freedoms in the first 10 amendments.
There were a few weird moments during his presentation, such as a little cell phone call from his wife, Judith, that drew laughter, applause, and some puzzlement from those watching.
Hello, dear. I'm talking to the members of the NRA right now. Would you like to say hello? I love you, and I'll give you a call as soon as I'm finished, okay?
Giuliani sought to convince members that he no longer supports a lawsuit launched by several cities, including New York, holding the gun industry liable for crimes committed with a firearm. And he stressed a point that he's made before, that voters should be tolerant of dissenting views.
The one thing you can be sure about with me is I will tell you what I really believe. And I think there's a certain value in knowing what you agree with and what you disagree with somebody about, and then being able to trust how they're going to move forward.
Jennifer Sheldon, an engineer from Jeffersonville, New York, says Giuliani is right about that. She was also surprised at his comments, calling them eye-opening.
I'm seeing a side of Giuliani that I don't think I've seen before. And he's also trying to explain things that happened in the past that may not agree with him today. And that shows growth in a person and in their thought values.
But many here, like Don Pound of Long Beach, California, remain skeptical of Giuliani. He preferred the remarks made earlier by another candidate, former Senator Fred Thompson.
He seemed like he's a real upfront guy, and he's right to the point, and he stands for something. Throughout government here, all we see is basically everybody's just, you know, rubber.
What do you think about Giuliani?
He's all rubber, too.
People here and on gun rights blogs remain angry over a 1995 appearance on the Charlie Rose Show, where Giuliani called the NRA extremist over its opposition to former President Bill Clinton's crime bill, which included an assault weapons ban.
The NRA, for some reason, I think goes way overboard. I mean, it's almost what the extremists on the other side do. I think the extremists of the left and the extremists of the right have essentially the same tactic, the slippery slope theory.
At today's conference, another Republican candidate, Senator John McCain, alluded to that comment.
My friends, gun owners are not extremists. You're the core of modern America. The Second Amendment is unique in the world and at the core of our constitutional freedoms. It guarantees an individual right to keep and bear arms. To argue anything else is to reject the clear meaning of our founding fathers.
Other presidential candidates appeared in person or sent videotaped greetings, including one Democrat, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. As for an official endorsement, the NRA's leadership say it's far too early for them to consider it. But NRA Executive Director Wayne LaPierre says his group represents the values of the American people. And he says politicians who ignore the NRA's voice do so at their peril. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.